Welcome to the Happy Underdog Podcast. This is your host, Travoy Pointer. I'm excited. Today is January the 1st, 2018. Man, this 2017 flew by. I hope you are excited about 2018 just as much as I am. Today, this is going to be a huge personal challenging year for me. I put myself to the test. I'm excited about expanding my personal brand. I'm excited about really starting to speak motivational speeches to individuals and big groups, finishing my book up at some point this year, I think maybe around the summertime, and also jumping off my online courses that I plan to release mid-January or late January here. So I'm all in 2018. This is, like I said, make or break year, and I hope that this is a prosperous year for you as well, for the listener. It's been a minute. I've been traveling a lot lately to network and build my business, build my brand, I wish I've been able to do more podcasts, but I know this year I definitely position myself to have more podcasts talking about the day to day challenges, the day to day grind, the day to day, you know, the good things that happen day to day that are relative to many individuals trying to impact their life and take their lives to the next level. So the goal is to achieve massive success, right? And what I think is more important than achieving massive success is understanding the process and simplifying the process to achieve massive success. Right now, as I'm creating my online, I'm literally in the middle of creating my online course as I'm doing this podcast and, you know, going back and forth, trying to also put some insight on what's going on in my life. I'm really honing in on the process, and that's what's important. If a person thinks that success is just going to come overnight without you putting in hard work and understanding how things work and aligning yourself with the path to get to success, then you're kind of behind, and you might want to pick up the understanding of what it takes. And that's what I like to harp on a lot, is what does it take? Who do I need to become? Who do you need to become? What are my goals, and how am I going to get to them? And what that does is it simplifies things, and you know, you have more clarity, which is at the end of the day another important concept to, you know, achieving your goals. So before we go into today's topic, I want to just throw out a couple tips that I think is really gonna, really gonna hit home to a lot of people. It's not even, some people know what they want to do. Some people have an idea. Some people have the money. Some people are very intelligent. Sometimes it comes down to, how do I coordinate this? How do I structure the path that I'm trying to go to? What's first? What's second? What's third, right? It can get really confusing as to what is the first thing I need to do to start what I'm trying to get done. And really, what you have to do is keep it really, really simple. In order to make this process, what it may be is, maybe let me go find a mentor who's doing what I'm doing or who has done what I'm trying to do and figure out what were his steps. It may be as simple as that. It may be, okay, let me go read a couple of books or listen to a couple of podcasts or read a couple of articles first to find out what steps that it is. Whatever it is, you got to find out what works for you and what's going to be the process. Don't bite off too much at the same time. You need to break this stuff down incrementally. For me, let's use the example for goal setting. So a lot of people that know me know that a couple of my big, deep-rooted goals are to be part owner of the Dallas Mavericks, own several cafes, maybe two or three cafes around the world, one being in New York, and another goal is to own several properties in real estate around the world. And I came up with these goals because, first of all, that was a self-awareness process that I put myself through. And to this day, every day is still a self-discovery, self-awareness scenario that goes on. But when I first drew myself into this entrepreneurship scenario, that was a deep-rooted self-awareness process that I went through. And I wanted to understand, what is my passion? Who am I? What do I actually want to do? What makes me go? And one of the things that I came across through practicing and through putting myself in positions to learn this stuff was real estate. So, you know, with real estate, one of the, there's a couple of things that I can get from real estate. First, I have a passion for people. So I understand that people have to live in places. So if you acquire real estate, you can actually house people. And it's also another wealth building strategy. So, you know, just to keep it simple like that, you know, that's something that I'm going to always do for the rest of my life. And as time goes by, we'll accumulate property after property after property. So, you know what? I'm going to tell you exactly, you know, how this goes. And this is a nugget. I mean, this is a straightforward, straight to it nugget. And I'm going to say this, and most people won't do it. But this is simply how it goes. You invest in yourself. You take $300,000, $500,000 and you put it into educating yourself on real estate, on whatever that may be. Some people can go on YouTube and find this information as well, and you really can. But in order to be able to have specific information about what you're trying to do, you need to be able to put money up for yourself, put time up for yourself, put free time that you can exchange for value. It's really that simple, and that's what this is about. It's keeping this thing really simple and understanding what do I need to do. If you invest in yourself, you're going to find a mentor, you're going to find a course, you're going to find something that shows you exactly what steps you need to take. People who are serious about their lives and serious about taking their lives to the next level, that's what they do. It's really that simple. So to start on the topic for today, as it is, it's keeping it simple. I just want to go across a couple of different things. I'm not going to hold you guys long at all. I want to go over a couple of different things that I think that people can put into place today and, make an impact on their lives and at least put themselves in the position to achieve their, most significant goals. All right. So the first thing I would say is to find you a routine. A lot of us just kind of get up and we aimlessly just go throughout the day. So, a lot of us work 9 to 5. Some of us are entrepreneurs out making it happen. Some of us have inherited money. Some of us are just lazy. Let's just put it out there, right? So if you find a routine, you're now positioning yourself to say, okay, I am doing something productive every single day. You can't just get up without a plan. If you get up without, and to really just simplify this all, if you get up without a plan, somebody's going to plan your day for you, right? Just think about that. If you get up without a plan, someone is going to plan the day for you. Stop blaming people. Stop saying, I don't have time. Stop saying, I don't, even me. I said, I haven't done a podcast because I haven't time. It's me. I need to be able to plan the podcast more. And I haven't done that. So I'm going to continue to position myself to do that. That's on me. So going to you, whatever you're saying that you don't have time for and you're blaming other people for doing it, stop doing it. Keep it simple. Plan it for yourself. Make it important. It's something that you have to do. I've learned it. Everybody else learned it. The most successful in the world, they've implemented the same thing. Find your routine, stick to it, and go from there. The next thing is create a block of time where no one interrupts you. And that's something that took me a long time to commit to because, for me and I'm sure other people, we want to people please. We want to make everyone happy. We want to make everyone like us and all that good stuff. But here's the deal. Everyone is not going to like you. It is what it is. And the more and more that you do not focus on what you're trying to do, the less and less time or the more and more time it takes you to get to it, right? You have to be able to put a block of time down and say to yourself and say to people, I do not want to be interrupted this time. If you work a 9 to 5, you get off at 5 p.m., it's going to take you time, the hour to get home. From, 6:30, 7 o'clock to 9 p.m., you need to be able to say, there's no one who's going to interrupt me unless this is like a pure-hearted emergency. It really should be that way. Another step, staying consistent and feeding off the energy of growth. Momentum. When there's some great feeling in your body, when you're continually, consistently improving your skills, your mind, you can feel your mindset improving, you can feel your body getting better, whether you're working out or whatever the case may be, or when you're reading and you're starting to become more knowledgeable about specific topics or things, there's an energy or dopamine for you science guys out there, dopamine that happens in your body that it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. And what you want to do is take that energy and that momentum and continuously build off of it, right? And I think that entails having individuals, like the right people around you as well. But for the most part, we're talking internally and kind of self-awareness deal here. A person needs to be able to build off that momentum and continuously go, continuously get better. There's nothing like building off momentum. So what happens is some people, they'll do something amazing, right? So they'll go to the gym and go in for 2 weeks. And I've done this before, go in for 2 weeks, and then their body feels great, and it's all warm and fuzzy, and, you know, they see muscles here and their legs and their, you know, back of their neck, and everything is good. But then the next week, something happens, right? You have a family issue or work issue, and you just become demotivated to keep going. And then you lose that momentum. You have to re-kick it back up every time. It's the same thing. You apply that to business, personal, the whole deal. And what we have to do is take that momentum and that energy and build off of it and stay it. Just cut the shit and say, I'm going to keep doing this. Even if, say you were doing 5 workouts a week, right? Don't go from doing 5 workouts a week to doing 0. If you got something going on that week, go from 5 to 3 workouts a week. Do something. Go home, do push-ups at home, go run on the treadmill at home, run around the park. Stay doing something. Don't just drop what you're doing because there's some challenges that come through. Doesn't work like that. 2 more things. One, this one right here is really important. Focus on things that are important, right? And I can go so wide with this, but I'm gonna keep it real tight. Understand that there are things that we do that are simply not important. And to be honest with you, I think this is the part right here for kind of the advanced entrepreneurs or people who are really serious about it. Social media is not important. Posting pictures every day and looking at your feed all day long is just not important. I'm gonna be honest with you. We all do it. It's fine. It's cool. However, productive things. Hell, doing laundry is not important. I mean, washing dishes is not important. It's not. It needs to be done, yes, but what I'm trying to get out to you is some people, you know what? I'm gonna say this. Some people, I remember when I was growing up, when I was younger, maybe mid-teen, 13, 14 years old, I used to get upset when I saw people who had drivers and they had maids and they had chefs. And they had people that did their laundry and they, you know, whatever. They had aides. I used to truly get upset and mad because I just felt like, why would you do that? Why would people have these people for them? At my 27-year-old self, and I'll be 28 in May, I understand exactly why these people have aides and assistants because their goal is to focus on what's important. I want to focus on what I'm passionate about. So if I invest and I pay, and I, you know, have the resources to have aides around me to help me do other things that are not important to me progressing my life. Washing dishes is not going to help you progress your life. Let's be honest. Doing laundry is not going to help you progress your life. So if I have resources to help me get that done and I focus on improving my knowledge, improving my skill set, getting better, helping others, then you're focusing on what's important. That's a huge nugget. And I hope you understand where I'm coming from with that. And last but not least, this is a really cool little nugget here. I think it's a pretty cool one because what this does is it creates a stronger self-reliance for yourself, right? It's so easy to rely on outer and external praises, outer and external criticisms, the whole nine. It's very easy to do that. And what I preach is self-reliance and self-gratification and something to keep yourself motivated and keep going, because if you always rely on the outside and the external, then, you know, you're basically your emotional training, because you're going to always get different emotions from different people. But if you can control your own internal emotions and emotional intelligence, then you're good to go. So last one, create self-celebrations and quit relying on others to celebrate your improvement. And no one actually knows what you're trying to get done, right? You're in your own mind. You don't tell every idea and every secret to people. So how would they know if you're winning or not, right? So you need to be able to have your own self-celebrations. This past week, I It was a very challenging week for me. Was working, I'm in sales, and also I'm building my own entrepreneurial business here with the things to inspire and motivate people to chase their own visions and to become the greatest version of themselves. So I'm balancing that, those two, being in sales, entrepreneurship, and also being a dad, right? It's not easy to do. It's not easy at all, right? You only get, you're getting 1% of the story right now. But, you know, it was a very challenging week, and I made it through the week. And I celebrated myself. I literally had a little voice in my head that said, "Hey, Trevor, you did a great job this week, boss." I mean, you know, like you went in, you kicked ass at work. You went in, you put a couple things in place for your business. You got your son, took care of him, had a great Christmas, a great New Year's. I mean, what else, right? You don't need other individuals to pat you on the back for what you've done to improve your life. It's really that simple, man. That's what this is about. I'm going to leave it right there at that. I want you, I want me, I want everyone else to have a great 2018. This is genuinely from the bottom of my heart. I really believe in every individual in the world who believes in themselves. You have to believe in yourself first. I believe in everyone. I think it's very possible to achieve your wildest dreams that you think about. You have to feel it. You can't fake it. You can't fake the fun. You can't be a person that's not genuine. You can't go out here and, you know, try to be fake friends and stuff like that. It's just not going to work for you. The most genuine people, the people with the hard work ethic, the people who are consistent, the people who are, genuinely just wanting to push goodness in the world. And a big thing is the people who add value to the world, or the people who come out on top. It's that simple. So that's what I got for you. Again, this is Trevoy Pointer with the Happy Underdog Podcast. Please share this information. I know I hadn't done a podcast in a long time, but share the information with your people. Share it and let people know what's going on. Contact me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's TrevoyPointer. That's it. It's Trevoy Pointer. Again, TrevoyPointer. Yes, my last name is Pointer, like you're shooting a three-pointer. Like Trevoy Pointer is shooting a three-pointer. That's my name. Find me on social media. I love responding and talking to people. Let's have a great year, man. Let's really kick ass and take some names and be awesome, be great. I want to hear people's New Year's resolutions. I know people get kind of frown upon New Year's resolutions, but my biggest thing with New Year's resolutions is to have them. But understand that if you're serious about them, you'll have detailed plans about them. And, you'll make it pop. You'll make it work. So talk to y'all soon. Y'all peace out. Have a good one. The Happy Underdog. Remember the name. It's going to be here big time.